Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. Today, I'm standing. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. This is episode 14. And in this episode, it's the holidays in the United States. We are looking at our Thanksgiving Day here. It's the day where we give thanks. And a lot of times during the holidays, we gather with family and spend time with them. And we leave an impression on the family that we're around. And sometimes that impression can last for a very long time. Helps us to create those familial bonds that are, well, there's no better word for it. They're eternal. They last beyond this life. In our modern lives, we have the ability not only to create those bonds with the people that we are living with, but also the people who've passed on. What I mean by that is we have the technology these days to be able to record our thoughts and impressions and share those with future generations. It's one of the reasons for doing this podcast. My children may not care to listen right now, being the teenagers who know everything that they are sometimes, but they might listen someday, and that'll be pretty neat when that happens. You know, for one of my ancestors, we only have two photographs, you know, and now I'm able to be photographed in a way where you can see my lips move and hear me talk and hear my war stories. And one of those photographs from that ancestor was him in his old army uniform. And it doesn't tell us the story beyond what the picture can tell, but it would be interesting to have heard his words and how that, you know, played out in his life and impacted it. And we don't get to have that conversation. I do get to share with you a conversation that my grandfather recorded some number of years ago, probably in the 1960s, when he had a reel-to-reel tape recorder. The message is very positive, very encouraging. Although it wasn't written specifically for this holiday season, I'd like to share it with you this holiday season. So thank you.
Ambition to establish goals of growth. And with ambition, we wish you a love for competition. The meaningful kind of competition that pits man against himself, you against your own best record. We wish that you might clearly see that low aim, not failure, is a crime, and that in great attempts there can be glory in failing. Ambition is not a possession of little people, so we wish a full measure of it for you. We wish you next the gift of resolution. Long ago, Samuel Smiles described the power of resolution in these words. To think we are able is almost to be so. To determine upon attainment is frequently attainment itself. To support your ambition, then, we wish you this magic power of resolution. Next, we wish you the control of anticipation. No man ever sinks under the weight of one day's work. When tomorrow's burden is added to today's, the weight becomes more than one man can bear. Albert Hubbard cautioned us, if pleasures are greatest in anticipation, this must also be true of trouble. So we wish for you just one day's work at a time and the orderliness that will surely follow. Of course, we wish you action, that essential ingredient. Your job is not so much to see what dimly lies way ahead, but to do today what clearly is at hand. We wish you action mostly because happiness comes from action. Worthwhile activity and sadness are incompatible. Activity is God's medicine. Have you observed that if you resolutely do what is right, you will soon come to like it? We wish you action for another reason. Knowledge is only half the man. Action is the other half. Your knowledge is power, but it is power at rest. Not until you activate it for the benefit of others have you begun to fulfill your mission. So we wish you a full schedule of productive action. We wish you next a positive view of adversity. The business of life has built in adversity. You learn to live with it or leave. The ability to turn a negative into a plus is a handy thing to have, and we wish it for you. The real test in the game of golf and the business of life is not in keeping out of the rough, but in getting out once we are in. Perhaps these old words will refresh you in the face of adversity. A smooth sea never made a skillful mariner. Neither do uninterrupted prosperity and success qualify for usefulness and happiness. The storm of adversity, like those of the ocean, rouse the faculties and excite the invention, prudence, skill, and fortitude of the voyager. We wish you conquest over your adversities. Finally, we wish you self-control. Down through the years, philosophers and saints alike have told us of this most precious possession of all, the power to dominate ourselves. He is most powerful who has himself in his power. Conquer thyself, for until you have, you are but a slave. No man is free who cannot command himself. He who reigns within himself and controls his passions, fears, and desires is more than a king, they have said. The prerequisite for happiness and success in life is self-control, and we wish ardently that you may gain and hold possession of it. For with this great gift, all the other essentials will be within reach. Ambition, resolution, control of anticipation, action, a positive view of adversity, and self-control. These are the good things we wish for you at this time of well-wishing. And wish is all we can do. We cannot give them to you. Nobody can. These are treasures you alone can give yourself. We wish you a generosity toward yourself.
That's it for this episode. I hope that you enjoyed listening to that clip from my ancestor, Donald Hill. And this is the part of the podcast where I remind you that this can be delivered directly to your favorite device. If you're watching it on YouTube, especially on your phone, you're welcome to hit the subscribe link, and you can even turn on notifications if you wanted to. If you want to listen to this as a podcast delivered to your favorite device, you can do that by using the subscribe links that you can find either in the show notes of this episode or over at parkingthought.com. You can also search for us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, I already mentioned, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And as I do at the end of each episode, remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?